Early March is an exciting time for the restaurant industry, usually.
People really start to come out of hiding from the winter, and there are a lot of conventions coming up in March and April and May.
This is restaurateur Ellen Yin, one of the founders of High Street Hospitality Group, which operates the upscale Fork restaurant and three other eateries in Philadelphia, plus one in New York.
We were really preparing ourselves for a busy season. And as the news of the coronavirus was spreading, the events started quickly evaporating.
Yin says first it was one or two.
Then every call that we were receiving was a cancellation. That means refunding deposits for people who are not coming for a convention that's not going to be rescheduled.
That's when she realized this would be a spring unlike any other.
I started worrying because we have about 150 employees all in. I could see the writing on the wall that we wouldn't be able to keep very many people employed.
Since Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's order suspending eat-in dining came down on March 16th, Yin has had to lay off nearly all of her 150 employees and shutter all but one of her restaurants. Today, we're bringing you my conversation with Ellen about the pandemic, the tough decisions she's had to make, and what she thinks about the future of Philadelphia's once booming dining scene. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why.
For me, I feel that I never want to close. I mean, even we close for holidays and we close for renovations. And, you know, there's something about a restaurant that is there for the community to create a sense of normalcy that I truly believe in. And I never want to entirely close. But unfortunately, this is unprecedented. And I really didn't feel that there was a way for restaurants like A Kitchen, for example, that don't do a lot of existing takeout, or Fork, that the takeout wouldn't translate, that we could keep them open.
So what exactly has happened in terms of your staffing level? You still have some staff working, but like, what's going on there?
Well, we did decide to keep High Street on Market open, and High Street on Market is a bakery. And it also has a takeout component. We have about six people on our team right now working on to-go meals.
How much business are you doing now versus how much you were doing before?
A minuscule amount. But, you know, enough to keep our head afloat. So I'm happy with that. In fact, sometimes I'm pleasantly surprised at the amount of orders that we're getting in. But to be quite honest, our business is down about 90%.
Wow. For those employees who you haven't been able to keep, how do you know how they're doing? Have you been in touch with a lot of them?
I do. You know, I reach out to them, a few every week just to see how they're doing. The restaurant community is sometimes one of the most vulnerable communities. And at the beginning of all this, we did lose one of our colleagues, and
I'm so sorry.
We set up a GoFundMe for mental health services for the hospitality industry, because I think, you know, many of them sometimes have fought addiction in the past or present, or have depression or anxiety, and they don't have the resources that could put them in a dangerous position. Not only that, food accessibility, making sure that they all have healthy food. A lot of campaigns have been going on throughout the city. We worked with U.S. Foods actually last weekend to do a food drive where boxes of food were distributed to employees of restaurants throughout the city. I mean, I'm worried about the economic impact of the restaurant industry is incredible. There are 4 to 5 million restaurant employees unemployed out of the 16 to 17 million who have filed for unemployment. So that's almost 30 to 40% of the total number of people unemployed come from the restaurant industry. And if the restaurants aren't paying their bills, that means vendors, whether it's the trash company, the flower store, our local fishmonger, they're not getting paid. And that puts a huge amount of pressure on the food system in general.
Are you thinking at all about what this will look like 6 months from now for your business and for your staff?
I am trying to figure out how I can restructure the business so I can bring them back as quickly as possible. I mean, I think that the dining in component is the most challenging because it's dependent, obviously, on how people are going to feel when the restrictions are lifted. And I don't know whether people are going to be rushing to go to their busy favorite restaurant. That's all going to depend on whether or not there's screening and whether or not there's a vaccine. And I don't anticipate that to be the case. I think that it's probably a 6 month out thing where it ramps up. I mean, certainly at Fork, we're going to be increasing the space between all the tables and making sure that, you know, groups of families can sit in our private room, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, with the economy being what it is, I don't know that that's where we're going to be able to bring back the most number of people. And to be quite honest, that is the largest part of our business. Fork alone probably had 35 to 40 people on its staff. So that's difficult.
And you're talking about this as what could be a very altered restaurant landscape, at least for the next 6 months or so. What do you think we as a city, we as the public lose in not having the same kind of in-person restaurant experience that we had before all this?
Well, I think restaurants are a place for people to gather. I mean, I remember when 9/11 hit and a lot of people would come out to try to like be with other people. I think we are social beings and Zoom is great, but I don't know that it replaces the same feeling of having an intimate dinner for four people and getting together. Of course, people can do that in their home. And I expect that to be a segment of business that restaurants get involved with. But you know, restaurants like Fork depend on corporate dining, on tourism and leisure. And, you know, all those things are going to be slow to restart. So we'll really have to be thinking of ways to like reinvent ourselves in the next 6 months or so.
We'll be right back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, talking with local restaurateur Ellen Yin about what business has been like since the coronavirus pandemic. You know, Philadelphia was becoming really a food mecca. Do you think that the restaurant boom is over after this situation?
You know, it's true. For the past, I would say, 5 to 10 years, Philadelphia has evolved into one of the best food cities in the country. And I'm really proud of the fact that all our chefs and restaurants are getting recognition from people all over the world and helping to make Philadelphia a destination for people to want to come visit. I don't think that the restaurant boom is over in the sense that there's always somebody who wants to open another restaurant. I think that restaurants will evolve into whatever the new norm is. And I think you'll continue to see really creative chefs pushing the envelope into different ways of being creative. And I think that that's what Philadelphia does so well, is that the barrier to entry for opening a new business is really reasonable. Mm-hmm. And the city is extremely supportive and they like seeing new concepts. So I wouldn't say that the restaurant boom is over or that the creative direction of restaurants is going to be stagnated. But it's going to be hard for everybody. I mean, whether you're a mom and pop pizza place or higher end dining, I think it's going to be difficult. And we do need the restaurant industry to come out on the other side because, you know, they're the neighborhood business. They're the corner shop. And, you know, when all this shelter in place is lifted, that's the first place that people are going to hopefully spend money, and we want the restaurants to be there when they do.
What would you tell people who are A, not sure how to sort of help the restaurant industry, and B, like a little apprehensive about ordering out at all because they just don't quite know what's safe and what's not.
You know, from everything that I've read, the risk of contracting coronavirus from a restaurant is relatively small because so many restaurants have been inspected by your local health department. You know, we have a lot of safety measures in place, and the procedures that generally we advise people in the public to take to protect themselves against coronavirus are things that we are doing every single day. And so we really, that is a major part of being in food service, is protecting your consumer from whatever it may be, food poisoning, you know, if you're sick, you don't go to work. I mean, all these very basic things that a lot of people are not necessarily focused on, we are extremely focused on.
I have to say that I've generally been impressed every time I order, you know, I've done like some takeout, some food orders. I also did like some beer orders, and everybody who delivers anything right now is just being so careful and just they're obeying everything and then some. I contrast a little bit with the mailman who like tried to hand me my mail the other day. So it's just like there's clearly like a lot of emphasis in the industry generally about kind of sticking to the guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that we want to protect ourselves as well. I mean, we all have loved ones that, you know, families, you know, significant others, et cetera, that we want to be safe too.
Are you getting takeout food right now? And do you have any kind of specific food that's getting you through the pandemic, or restaurants that you're ordering from because you specifically want to support them?
You know, I've been so busy, I haven't even really thought about eating.
Well, please do.
But as a celebration of Easter, we did order Shake Shack.
Okay. Great. Good choice. Well, Ellen, I want to thank you so much for speaking with me. It's really been a pleasure, and I hope that your business is able to get through this and you guys are sort of able to open up again.
Well, we've applied for all the relief that we possibly can, and now we can only hope for the best.
Ellen Yin is one of the founders of High Street Hospitality Group. The Y is produced by Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. We'll see you tomorrow.